Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Line drive smoke to right center field. Sanchez goes back. This one's over his head. Bounces on the track and over the wall for an automatic double. Nice piece of hitting for Matt Shaw. One out double.
The runner goes. The pitch outside. Throw to second. Head first slide. Safe at second base. Matt Shaw stole that one more on Bender than he did on the throw by Ramirez. Tucker hits a liner. Base hit left field. Shaw around third. He's gonna score. Cubs lead 2-1. Cubs get a break.
What a break it was. 2-1 lead off of an error by the guy you're scared of him because he can hit the ball over the fence, Kyle Stowers. But that time he helped out the Cubs, and that's why the Cubs are able to take 2 out of 3 from the Marlins for the second time in about 10 days. And that's how the Cubs are getting through this 21-game stretch in which they will not play a team with a record over 500. They're 7-2 to start that stretch off. I say they need to go 15-6 to make their dominance be known. The next series, the biggest series they've faced in this stretch so far, because it's a team that people expected to challenge for the NL Central crown in the Cincinnati Reds. That series is on the road. Win 2 out of 3, you're good with that. Although Hunter Green is the first man up against Matt Boyd coming up tomorrow after a day off today. You are listening to Raheemy and Harris. Layla's got the day off. Anthony Heron is in studio.
Well, Layla's got the show off. She's going to be a busy lady tonight.
Okay, you're right.
She got the show off.
Right, just the show off. She will be
back.
She's
put in that work this evening.
She'll be back on. Tune in tonight for the first ever Chicago Sky broadcast right here on 670 The Score as they host the New York Liberty at Wintrust Arena. Our own Layla Raheemy, she'll be on the call doing color alongside play-by-play Kylan Mills and Alyssa Bergamini for the game. Coverage beginning at 6:45 on The Score and the Odyssey app. But baseball-wise, the Cubs have to be feeling really good about the way things have gone against the Marlins after 6 against them. And, of course, the brutal crosstown sweep of the Chicago White Sox. But, Ant, this team is rolling. And I know it's bad competition. It's a couple of last-place teams. But you still have to beat them because you know other teams are going to beat them. And I'll say this. Matt Shaw, after getting 10 hits before being sent down, AAA over 18 games. He's played 3 games since he's been back. He's got half his hit total, 5-4-11, and crucial moments, not just the doubles that he's hit, including one that would have been an RBI double to win the game in game one. Of course, the Marlins walked that game off. But then in the series finale, the rubber game, he's able to draw a leadoff walk, then steal a bag, and then score on a Kyle Tucker base hit because Kyle Stowers couldn't get the job done in left field.
Matt Shaw's an athlete. He is. I covered his entire baseball career when he was at Maryland, just in my work with the Big Ten Network and Big Ten Radio. Got to talk to him a bunch several times during that time of his career. Also, as he became the Big Ten Player of the Year before he left Maryland baseball. And as an infielder, super athletic and has a flair for the dramatic. And I feel like we're starting to get more of a sense for that, walk-off bombs when he got sent down to the minors. But now here in some critical moments and kind of crunch time, late game sort of leverage situations, he's able to come up not only with kind of some big swinging hits, because for a guy who's, for baseball standards, I wouldn't call him diminutive in stature, but certainly some of these guys, like the Cubs got some long builds in the lineup right now. Matt Shaw more stocky in his build, but he's got power. I mean, he can drive the ball well over 500 feet when he really gets a hold of it. But he's not just a guy who's able to swing freely. He's also, as a defender, he's got a good nifty glove, and we've seen some of that on display here. Not the biggest arm after he plants himself, but he can get it there to be able to get a runner out, throw into first. But his ability to be able to kind of contort his body on some of these snags that he makes as an infielder. He was a shortstop at a couple of different of the infield positions, but largely a shortstop during his Maryland career. And he's just got an ability to pluck the ball and quickly transition into a throwing posture. And he's, transitioning what we saw from him in college and now in a very small sample size and in short fashion, starting to see him realize that potential here with the Cubs. It's fun to watch that because, we've talked about it before. When you see someone as a younger player and you watch them in their infancy and they start to now, as they've kind of come up through the ranks and now at the professional level, starting to realize some of that potential. It's just cool to see someone as they've ascended to the point they're at right now. But then there's always that stumbling block. And he's got several players, several teammates right now who he can sort of lean on. PCA, most recently, last year, went through some of his ups and downs. A few years ago, Ian Happ, riding that wave, going through some ups and downs before he became a consistent performer at the major league level, multi-time gold glover and all-star and all these other things. So Matt Shaw is hopefully on that trajectory, but he's got a lot of guys he can lean on and look to as he's kind of walking this path he's in.
Yeah, we talked to Ian Happ on Tuesday, and he talked about that process of coming up to the big leagues, being sent down, and then coming back with more confidence, another chance, and feeling more comfortable in your second time around. He certainly has looked supremely comfortable in his time since he's been back in those three games, coming up with multi-hit games. And it actually extends a hitting streak from when he was down before. He had gotten hits in his last couple of games. So he's got a modest five-game hitting streak right now, does Matt Shaw. But it's big because we've been talking about third base as this kind of black hole, and not just a black hole for the Cubs, but it's been a position where there's been a dearth of power and normalized talent throughout the league. And now if that becomes, let alone an average position, but a plus position for the Cubs, and you've got Matt Shaw who can hit in your nine hole from top to bottom, 1 through 9, this lineup looks like one of, if not, you can make a case for it, the most dangerous lineup in baseball based on what they've been able to do. And I really love the idea that the Cubs now have Matt Shaw in a position where they may not have to go out and get help at third base. Because that's the thing that everyone was kind of leaning into is this idea that if Matt Shaw comes back and he doesn't get the job done, they're going to have to go out and shop for a third baseman to help make this playoff push, not just to get to the playoffs, but to make a run once you get there.
And what I love is that now you see the ball club as a whole putting themselves in position where it's still a, I guess, quote-unquote, smart money approach the Cubs have attempted to make. They haven't just gone all in and kind of splashed the pot to put one of these Mets or even Red Sox style rosters together with the overall just financial investment position by position. But they've certainly acquired some talent, some prove it deals like Kyle Tucker, like we've seen them doing with certain guys in recent years. But with the way the squad is performing and leading this division, because last year I tried to make the case going in the last season where there was a level of disappointment about the Cubs maybe not going a little bit further with the financial expenditures. So, well, look at this division, though. Like, who's going to run away from the Cubs in this division?
How'd that work out?
And then the division ran away from the Cubs. And it didn't matter that they had spent kind of smart money because it wasn't enough. And it showed that they weren't the lineup, at least last season, that they thought they would have been. Now, this season, I would say they continue to spend smart money. They still haven't sort of pushed all the chips in, but because of their performance. This is really the formula that the Cubs have been hoping for, is that you would get a bunch of guys playing at least two, if not beyond, the back of the baseball card, and it all coalescing at the same time. How sustainable is this? That, to me, is worthy of question, because how long are you going to get Kyle Tucker in a contract year, playing at an MVP caliber? And yeah, it was a small dip and a slump. Now, last couple of games, he's back to being Kyle Tucker. PCA looking like somebody who, why would you wait another 4 years to pay him? Just pay him like the MVP right now, which, all right, let's slow down a little bit.
Whoa, not like the MVP. We just want to pay him a nice nine-figure deal, which keeps him under club control through his arbitration years, let's say plus two. And now you've got a guy for close to a decade.
Well, why not do that 2 years from now?
2 years from now is going to be more expensive. That's why. And also, there's going to be a lockout. Just get him under contract.
Because, hurry up.
If you're already,
it's just different than we normally operate in baseball, I guess, is where my mind is at with it.
Not different than some teams, but that's what small market teams do. They get their guys up and they pay them to make sure they can keep them longer, because if you don't, then you end up having to trade them earlier because you're not going to be able to re-sign them as free agents.
But what we do know is PCA is going to be a member of the Cubs for the next four seasons, like regardless of what they're paying him. They got him.
And let me tell you something. If they do that and he's an all-star every year and he's in the MVP conversation, let alone win an MVP, and then they can't keep him past the 4 years because they don't want to pay the $40 million per whatever it is, I'm going to say you could have just signed him way back when for way less than that.
Right. I think it's fair.
And there's been nothing that the Cubs have done to this point that leads you to believe they would sign somebody to a contract more than what their highest paid contract has been so far.
But on the sliding scale, there's urgency with Kyle Tucker.
Oh, no.
There's a different type of urgency with Pete Crow Armstrong.
Two different conversations.
But if we agree the Cubs aren't going to spend huge on both of them right now, then to me, focus on paying Tucker. Focus on keeping Kyle Tucker around. Yeah. And then you got a couple of years at least to figure out what's happening with Pete Crow Armstrong, because I don't think he's going to kind of, you know, take some kind of dip that's extended. He looks like an excellent player, but I wouldn't mind watching him prove it for another season or two to see if he's not going on this Luis Robert path, or I'm blanking on the center fielder from a couple of years ago that was like an all-star through the first half of the season.
David Eckstein.
Right. It is not David Eckstein. I can guarantee it's not.
I can't believe I'm blanking on his name. For the Cubs, but he was an all-star through the first half of the season, and then he, unfortunately, before they put the
Cody
nets
Bellinger?
Up, no.
Oh.
Before they put the nets up, he hit a kid with a ball in the front row, and he wept about it like we all did, and then he never was the same after
Thanks?
That. I'm going to look his name up in a moment, but my point is, we have seen flashes of brilliance. I would like to see, just like some of the examples on the South Side, where whether it's flashes of brilliance at the minor league level or at the major league level early, if you're going to pay someone like a real star of the sport, I would like to see them prove they're a star of the sport for a little bit longer.
Okay, you don't want to pay people. That's fine. We're broadcasting
I want to
live
pay Kyle Tucker.
From the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. That's the voice of Anthony Heron. He's in for Leila Rahimi as we talk about the Cubs and their big win, 2-1 win, which proves a couple of things on a couple of different fronts. Here's why it was such an encouraging series deciding win.
What does it prove, Marshall?
It proves that they can win a game 2-1, which has not – that's been in doubt. That's been in doubt. Here, let me give you some numbers. 27-6. You know what that is? That's the Cubs' record this season when they score four runs or more. 27-6. That's good, right?
Yeah, it's impressive.
Score four runs, you're probably going to win.
Right, you better.
You're probably going to win. Meanwhile, that win yesterday, they played 16 games a season, the Cubs have, in which they've scored three runs or less. Out of those 16 games, how many do you think they've won?
16 games, won nine.
How about three?
Oh.
And yesterday was the third game. You have to be able to win.
I feel like I got
win.
Force punch right there.
Well,
it's a lot less than I thought it was going
to
be.
I'm trying to explain to you why it's important that this 2-1 game happen. It's important because to win a game, even though it was against a bad Marlins team, 2-1 shows that you have the capability of doing that. And when you're in a 2-1 game, you know what's really important? The bullpen.
Right.
They've got to be able to hold on to a lead, or at least keep the game close enough so that you can win the game late. And last night we saw Daniel Palencia come in and get the save. And I'm on the fence on this. I know that's not my job. I'm supposed to have a firm opinion. I wanted Brad Keller
strong takes
in the ninth inning. but he was used earlier, and it appears they're going to go with the guy with the best quote-unquote stuff in Daniel Palencia. But Ant, you saw the ninth inning yesterday. Mm-hmm. Daniel Palencia, he didn't blow people away, did he? He just kind of got three outs.
Right. Now, stuff is fantastic. He throws the ball real hard, which I find impressive. You know, sometimes they hit it real hard coming right back at
him.
Well,
you know, the velocity leads into
right,
that.
Right, right. Yeah, there's a force, a reaction, an action, and everything
physics.
Else. Yeah, yeah. I didn't get an A in physics, but yes, there's some physics involved in that when you actually make contact with the ball. But it's got impressive velocity.
Yeah, but here's the thing. For Daniel Palencia, that was his second save opportunity in a matter of 3 days. The first save, he blew, as the Marlins were able to walk that off. This time, he gets the save. I don't know what the confidence level is in him in terms of how Craig Counsell views him, except for he has the most confidence of him out of everyone else in that bullpen right now to close games. And I don't know what that means when you look at the rest of the bullpen. They're going to need more arms. It's going to be a while. We heard from Jed Hoyer just the other day on this very radio program when he joined Mullin and Hall talking about the fact that a trade for external help bullpen-wise probably isn't going to come until closer to the trade deadline. And so they're kind of stuck with what they have. So if they can find a way to win games like the one they won yesterday, 2-1, it's beyond a sign of encouragement. It's really a step in growth in that this bullpen and this team finds a way to get it done, even if it may not be pretty. They have plenty of questions that need to be answered between now and the end of the season. But for right now, they're supposed to just put as much distance as possible between themselves and everybody else in their division. Enter the Cincinnati Reds for three on the road. Hunter Green win game one with Boyd on the mound. And maybe you've got a chance to win yet another series and get closer to what I said they should be in this 21-game stretch against teams under 500, and that's 15-6. You go 15-6, people will be like, I don't care how bad the competition was. You won 15 out of 21 games.
The name I was blanking on earlier, thank you, text line, Albert Almora. That's who I was trying to think of. Handsome young lad. Fantastic first half of the season in 2018. Actually didn't end up making the All-Star game. He was All-Star caliber through the first half of that season. Didn't end up getting voted into that All-Star game, but he was one of those guys who for a while there was a whole lot of buzz around town about that Cubs young center fielder, all the acrobatic grabs and plays he was making all over the place, how he upgraded the Cubs defense, and he was batting well over 300 that season, and he fizzled. And, you know, who knows, you know, what exactly it was. Maybe it was, you know, partly when, because it seemed to me, in my memory at least, I've kind of built it up in my brain as there was this moment where he hits a foul ball down, I think it was down the third base line, and he hits some young fan, I think it was a young girl, and he just kind of, you know, crumpled like we all did. And that was a key moment in baseball, finally putting nets up and making it a rule that all baseball stadiums would have nets up down each baseline. And kind of from that moment, it felt like that was kind of a, and maybe it's just this Hollywood thing in my head that I've built that as the dividing line for Albert Almora. But from that moment, at least for me, that was when he took a dip in his Cubs career. Still playing professional baseball, but he wasn't the same after that first half of the season where it looked like he was the future of center field for the Cubs. So PCA, certainly a more highly regarded prospect than Albert Almora was, but there was a fervor about whatever it was like six, seven years ago now where Almora seemed to be that next center field star until he wasn't. I just, you know, I want a little more extended sample size before I say PCA is a definitive star, stud, MVP, pay him like one of the greats in the sport. So let me see it for a year or two.
Albert Almora is not putting up PCA numbers. I want to point that out.
I think that's true.
And that it goes back not just to the first half of this season, but to the back half of last season. But back to Matt Shaw real quick, because I just want to really reiterate. He is the key going forward. If he continues to hit that lineup 1-9, there's no holes in the lineup. There's no holes in the lineup. Here's what Craig Counsell had to say post game yesterday about Shaw, not just hitting, but getting extra base hits.
I think that's Matt Shaw. I mean, I think that's, you know, we didn't see an extra base hit to the opposite field the first 3 weeks. And now we've seen three already. So I think that's what Matt, that's what you expect Matt to do. That's what Matt's good at doing. And so, you know, that's, he's just in a better place, you know, from that result, whether it's caught or not, you know, whatever, but it's the ball's being hit the right way for what he's good at.
What Craig Counsell saw in this three game series against the Marlins, which again, Matt Shaw 5-for-11, extra base hits, stolen base, game-winning runs scored. He saw the guy that he put 5 in the lineup on opening day. There's a reason he put him batting 5th in Japan against the Dodgers, because he thought, this is the guy that I will have. It wasn't that guy at the start of the season, but it very may well be that guy now.
And to your observation about the team as a whole real quick, what I love about what they're doing right now, winning these close games. You think back to last year and the comments that Jed Hoyer was making about basically having no comfortable victories. That matters so much for this team right now when you compare it with last year, because a lot of these same guys were playing all those games close and into the ninth inning last season. Now, a very similar lineup has added so much power and driving the ball over the fence so consistently. And so the comfortable victories that we're accustomed to this year, if there's some metamorphosis where it can be combined with the close wins from last year and the big comfortable wins from this year, and Jed's formula seems to be taking shape, because they've gotten really good this season at the thing they weren't really good at last year as an offense.
3-13 in games in which they score 3 runs or less. We'll see if that record improves, or if they just keep scoring so many runs, it doesn't even matter. That's what we're keeping an eye on. When we come back, Shakia Taylor from The Athletic, she has been on the Pacers beat all postseason long. She'll give us her thoughts about what happened at the Garden last night. That's when Raheem and Harris, featuring Anthony Herron, in for Layla, returns here on 670.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Score.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Halliburton. He'll take it. He'll backpedal a three for the win. And oh! He got it! Clock is ticking out of bounds. It's Indiana's ball with .2 to go. And the game is over, and Indiana has won, coming back and captured game one of the Eastern Conference Finals on the road in the Garden.
Yeah, Reggie Miller, you can hear him laughing on the call. That from TNT, what a game. The Knicks blowing a late lead, and the Pacers take game one at Madison Square Garden. Here to talk about it on Rahimi and Harris with Anthony Heron filling in for Layla is Shakia Taylor. She covers the NBA for The Athletic. She joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Shakia, Shake, what is shaking in New York? There's not like a funeral procession or anything after the game. I know how they react after wins, but how are they reacting after that loss last night?
Good morning. It actually was raining here, so it was pretty cleared out of, the area by MSG last night by the time I left. But a couple of my colleagues said it was pretty quiet outside after the game, and it was definitely pretty quiet inside the arena.
Now, at the risk of putting your business in the streets, but I mean, you posted it on social. I'm just curious. Why haven't you slept in 24 hours? What was going on? You just that busy or what?
Oh, I've been asleep now.
It's like this morning, you seem sleep deprived.
This really is the hotline. Woo, you couldn't tell. So after the game, there's so much going on. You got a rundown essentially. From the media seats to post game, and we have to do that with the crowd exiting at the same time. So I don't think I left Madison Square Garden until after 1 o'clock. And I still had to write. So after, coming in, trying to like relax a little bit, also file my story, it takes a little bit to unwind. All the energy in the arena, we have to sit and kind of be chill in those games. So so when I get in, I watch a little TV. I get to have the evening I didn't have because I was working.
That leads really nicely into the next question I wanted to ask you, because I haven't been to MSG before. I've been to New York plenty.
What?
I've not watched an event at Madison Square Garden before, sporting or otherwise.
That's sad.
On a night like last night where there's so much, like as a TV viewer, you're taking it all in and you're seeing the choke sign and Reggie Miller's there to witness it and all this stuff and the place coming to life and then falling dead and everything else. What was the scene in MSG like?
First, I want to tell you, it was my first time at Madison Square Garden.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I've been to New York tons of times, so I completely understand where you're coming from. You know how you hear all of the stories about Madison Square Garden? You hear the history and the lore and all these things happened. And even, the day before the game, so that would have been Tuesday, along with some colleagues, I put together a list of historic moments in the Pacers-Knicks rivalry. So I had all of that in my mind when I went. And I've heard for years, how this venue is just amazing. It's incredible. And you know what? I'm going to get yelled at for this, but it was all right.
Wow.
I think the history is what makes it. The physical building itself, it made me think of remember Wrigley pre-renovation?
All right. Yes. Right. Yes.
Yeah.
So, but it doesn't make it any less cool, right? Like the physical building, leaves a little to be desired, but the crowd was obviously very into it. They were on their feet for much of it. They love celebrities at Madison Square Garden. There was a moment during the game where they just kept showing different celebrities, and you could hear the crowd, the up and down of the crowd, clapping and being excited for seeing them. It's an energetic, it's a rocking like environment in there. They love the Knicks. Like, we know they love the Knicks, but they love the Knicks. Like when you're inside, that orange and blue is super duper strong. So it's, I mean, I'm glad I got to experience it. I get to experience it again on Friday night for game two. I think it's going to be a completely different environment. I think it might even be a little more hostile for the Pacers in there on Friday night.
Now, I don't want you to get in trouble with, because I know the owner of that particular place and that particular team. He will find you and tell you you can't come to the building anymore. So be careful how you talk about Madison Square Garden. James Dolan has ears everywhere.
Oh, no.
Okay, I like that you're not scared. That's good. Did you have any celebrity encounters? Because you just told us about all these celebrities that you saw on the Jumbotron and whatnot. But have you met famous people?
First of all, that wasn't a sarcastic, oh, no. That's just how I sound.
That's just my voice.
And I didn't meet any famous people. I didn't meet a single person. I think when I go into these arenas, I'm so focused on like getting the job done. I don't do too much like hanging out. I'll go to the court pregame, but I don't recall seeing any celebrities in there early. I would imagine they all come late. I did see, I don't know who it was in them, but I saw two black trucks pull in, you know, inside the arena. It wasn't players, obviously, because the players are on the court. And I was like, oh, I wonder who that is.
With the windows
like,
you know, blacked out.
Yeah, tinted windows, black SUVs. I was like, okay, fancy.
Shakia Taylor joining us from New York. She was at the game last night. Pacers-Knicks game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. She covers the Pacers this postseason, and she's a writer for The Athletic covering the NBA. The segment brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Shake, okay, so here's my thing. Watching these games, it seems like superstars are becoming superstars again. And what I mean by that is, even in a loss, Jalen Brunson puts up 43 on 15 of 25 shooting. Karl Anthony Towns does his thing with 35 points. And obviously Tyrese Halliburton is Tyrese Halliburton. It just seems like this playoff run is fueled by guys who are showing you just how good they are and not disappearing in big moments.
I would agree with that. I think these guys are not afraid of the moment. I think they want it. You know, I think these are the guys who are, you know, especially in the case of Tyrese Halliburton, they call for the ball. They want the ball. Like, they know their importance to the team. They're confident in themselves. They enjoy taking on that role for their teams. Obviously, you know, I've been embedded with the Pacers for the last few weeks, since about March. And so I know a little bit more about the Pacers than I do the Knicks side of things. And I know that, like, those players, they ride for Tyrese Halliburton. They believe in him. They trust him. He is their leader, so to speak, of that team. And I think him and Brunson and Kat, they put on a show last night, and I expect the rest of the series to be pretty similar.
How do you see Tyrese Halliburton in sort of the overall NBA pantheon right now? Is he a superstar, or is he a really good player having a star moment?
I think he's a star. I think he's a star generally. I think people discredit, you know, what level of stardom, you know, he might be at simply because he's in Indiana. I tweeted about this a couple of days ago. One of the things that kind of drives me a little nuts about, you know, NBA discourse is fans sounding like league stakeholders and team owners and GMs and doing the conversation about small market this and small market that. I think Tyrese Halliburton is a star. I actually think what we're seeing right now is we're seeing the younger guys step forward. We're seeing that next generation of NBA star shine, really. There was all this talk about who's the next face of the league. I don't think it'll be one person. I think what we're seeing is all of those people sort of rising to the top right now, and Tyrese just happens to be one of those people.
This Final Four is certainly reflecting that, this NBA version of the Final Four. That is, looking at, I know you've been hunkered down with the Pacers. I know you live in Chicago, so here's a question that you may or may not want to answer, but I'm going to present it. How far away from the Pacers are the Chicago Bulls?
Ooh. Wow. Marshall. So here's the thing about the Pacers. The Pacers are a team that the front office put together where the guys all play the same way, right? They all play fast. They all like to hustle. They all have the same mentality. But because they all play the same way, no one has to change the way they play based on who's on the court with them, right? Like, they get out and just continue their game. And I think that's been an important part of, you know, that team's success. They also have continuity, which is getting a little rare in the NBA. They've kept their core guys, nearly their whole team together for the last 2 years, which has put them in the postseason both times. The Bulls, I don't really know where they even come close to even having a situation like that, right? Like, the Bulls could go young, and it looks like that may be the direction they're going. But I don't know if they're going to get to where the Pacers got the way the Pacers got there.
Yeah, that means you'd have to make trades for superstars that other teams are trying to get rid of. Or maybe have a superstar like Domantas Sabonis to barter for such a thing.
I also think it might mean you have to have an identity, right? Oof. You have to decide what you want the team's identity to be. The Pacers clearly decided we want young, we want fast, we want guys who are going to, you know, fall on the court and hustle for the ball. Once the Bulls establish, if, you know, they establish what they want their identity to be, then you know what type of player you want on your team.
Shakia Taylor from The Athletic covering the NBA at large, but the Pacers this postseason. Thanks so much for joining us, Shakia. I hope you run into some celebrities, and I hope they ask for your autograph.
Thanks so much for having me on the hotline, guys.
Hey, Shakia. All right.
Thank you, Shake. And so that's Shake giving us the real and that depressing answer about the Bulls. We'll just skim right over that because she was right. I agree with her 100%. Yeah. And maybe they can forge an identity in the upcoming decade or so. That is something we look forward to. We also look forward to halftime. This is Anthony Heron's first experience with halftime. And we have a topic because last night was the season finale of Survivor.
Blow the whistle.
It got us thinking about game shows and how important they are in our imaginations and what we think we'd be able to do if we were on one. That's coming up next on Raheemy and Harris with Anthony Heron on 670 The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Who is calling on our score hotline? It's brought to you by Circus Sports Illinois.
Who calling?
Hey! Ozzy!
It has been very great news to see you got your own show. You earn it. You deserve it. Now you have it.
Raheemy and Harris on 670 The Score.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
Hit him with the horns then. Like being back in Alabama, Legion Field, Alabama State, Alabama A&M, let's ride.
Maybe Prairie View A&M.
Oh, okay. Give me your favorite HBCU matchup.
Well, for me, it's the Bayou Classic because that's the one I call between Grambling and Southern. Yeah, so I do that one every year for NBC. So that was for me personally at the top of my pedestal. Then from there, it's hard to go wrong with any
of them. I got that. I like that. It is interesting as we get into halftime. So far on Raheemy and Harris with Anthony Heron sitting in for Layla Raheemy, we've talked about a lot, including Caleb Williams and why Ben Johnson's got the one. He's the one making the call in terms of what they're looking for from Caleb Williams. Even though this is the place where quarterbacks allegedly go to die, he's trying to change that narrative. Also, Pacers-Knicks. That was a crazy game. We talked about Tyrese Haliburton and his heroics at the end of that one. The tush push vote, Anthony Heron and I heard something that we did not like from Ben Johnson. But if he manages to do big things in third down and fourth down efficiency, we won't really care that much. Matt Shaw could be the linchpin to why the Cubs have the best offense in all of Major League Baseball. Shake Taylor joined us to talk about that Knicks-Pacers series and the exciting game one, and hoping we get six more of those. And then Jeff Blashill, reportedly the new head coach to be announced by the Chicago Blackhawks. That's all what's happened here. And now we're going to get into the halftime.
It's halftime.
So every day at halftime, we try to like break up the sports talk by doing something a little outside the box or maybe whatever. But sometimes it goes back to just raw competition. And this time we're talking about competition, but in a reality television form. Is that how I should say it, Ant?
Yeah, I think that's suitable. The 48th season of Survivor met its finale last night. And they do like two seasons every year. So Survivor's been around for about a quarter century.
That's crazy.
At this point. Yeah, you know, back in the early iteration of the show, they're just standing around eating giant bugs or whatever. The show has evolved a bit over the years. And out of various game shows and reality TV competitions, Survivor's always struck me as the one that's most grueling, which is why it's the one I have the least interest in doing. My wife and our son are super fans of Survivor. They sit down, they're glued to it every week. They love watching it, the human aspect of all the relationships that have to be developed, the grueling nature of being out in the wild somewhere. And they've kind of focused it in. It's the same location every year now, apparently, but You know, it's an intriguing show.
The drama, the deception.
But the fact that I'm a tender-footed land lover, I wouldn't survive.
Tender-footed land lover. So you couldn't survive the barefoot or the fact that there's a lot of water on the show.
There's
every
a lot
time.
Of water on the show. I'm not a strong swimmer.
Can you swim?
So I've gotten to the point where I can survive for brief stretches in the water. I don't know if that qualifies me
as a
swimmer.
Can you tread water?
For how long?
5 minutes.
No, five minutes. No.
Wow.
Now, okay. I think I'm closing in on being able to frantically manage a minute of treading water.
Oh, that's not good, man. That's not good. Do you
I can swim
cruises?
Underwater, okay. Oh, I go on cruises all the time, and I love being in the water. Like, that feeling of buoyancy and weightlessness that I can kind of achieve
so
a little bit.
So you can float.
Not well.
Oh, okay.
No, but I sink slowly now as opposed to just sinking immediately. So I'm more buoyant now than I've ever been in my life, but I still sink. It's a problem.
Okay.
Yeah. So Survivor would not work well for me is my point. But it is a game show. It is a reality TV competition. And it does put me in the mind frame of wondering, especially with another finale from last night, what game show would you prefer to be on? What reality TV contest, perhaps, would you think suits you well?
This is easy for me. Easy. Give me The Feud.
Ah,
I can tell you out of 100 people in this country, in this nation, I know what the people say.
Okay.
I am very in tune with the folks, the people. Put me on The Feud. Get me and four of my people. We can take the score on it. If it was me, if it was Layla,
right?
Grody, Ray, Triano, will we not fare well at The Feud? Do you have confidence in us guys on The Feud?
I think we would mop the floor. I think we would do very well. Can we add Ant to the fold as well as our fifth?
I'd host it. That's what I'd do.
I'd host
The Feud,
okay.
Just various different terrestrial radio stations out there doing battle. I'd probably try to veer the categories in the direction of the score, maybe something like that.
Now, which one of us would have the worst answer consistently, do you think?
Probably
let's hurt some feelings. Yeah, I think
I'm young. Because you're young. That's I'm ageist. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
And when there's a timer coming, my brain just like malfunctions most of the time. So I agree with that answer.
Okay. Yeah. What about you guys? Is there a preferred game show, reality show that you would go on?
I have one, but the show no longer exists. But do you remember the show Guts? Do you have it? Guts. It's like an old Nickelodeon show, game show as a kid.
Oh, yes, on Nick. Well, okay.
Yes. And they would climb, like, the end was the Aggro Crag, and it was like this mountain that you had to climb and go at first. I always wanted to climb the Aggro Crag. I think I would have dominated that.
Okay. Shout out to Nickelodeon. My Nickelodeon game show of choice would be Double Dare.
That's like the only one I can remember from Nickelodeon.
It's a lot of slime.
Yeah, a lot of slime, right?
Legends of the Hidden Temple as well.
That's the one for me.
The Blue Barracuda.
Is that the one you were going on?
Well, if we're doing Nickelodeon, that's the one I would want to do from the Nickelodeon days, man. But I would think I would kind of like to try Fear Factor, although the part about eating bugs, I know there's like
the
a new
main thing, either eating bugs or bugs, like, or being like, you know, submersed
into
bugs.
See, I might be able to play a mind game with myself if you're going to put me in the box and dump the bugs on me. I might be able to do some mind tricks to get myself into a place where I'm thinking like, this is not happening, it's okay. But eating bugs, that's a different thing, man. I don't think I'd be able to do it for that reason. So I'm gonna go a little uncharacteristic here for the way you guys know me. This is gonna sound like totally out of left field, but I'm not a big reality show fan, but I have seen this, and there's a lot of strategy in this game. On Netflix, The Circle, status and strategy collide in this social experiment and competition show where online players flirt behind and catfish their way around $100,000.
Wow.
So there's this whole thing where some people play as themselves in this game, The Circle, and some people do the whole catfishing thing and pretend to be someone else. A lot of times it's a dude pretending to be a chick.
Oh, wow.
Other times it's a woman pretending to be a nice old man. And there's a lot of strategy there.
So they can't
social
see
strategy
each
involved.
Other.
You cannot see each
okay.
other.
All right.
So that sounds like a really good challenge. So I think that's the one I'd want to participate
in. So we got Guts, The Circle, and The Feud. And what about you?
So I've been asked to be on Beat Shazam a couple of times. I would enjoy that because there's some singing involved and Jamie Foxx hosts it. And it would be fun. But because I work here locally for Fox 32 and Fox owns the Big Ten Network, so as a Fox employee, I'm not allowed to go on a Fox show. But like the showrunners have forgotten this. Like the first time they did it, I went through the process a little bit where they reached out to me. And then we got to the point of like, all right, it's real. We're going to do this. Like, where do you work? And all that. I was like, well, okay, Fox this, Fox that. So, oh, okay, well, all right, we can't do it. And then somebody else reached out to me, actually just a few months ago, wanting to fly over to like Ireland. They film it in now or something like that. And I wasn't able to do it. But if I was allowed to do Beat Shazam, I'd had a fun time with that.
Are you that good with music as far as recognizing and everything?
Interestingly enough, I'm terrible at remembering lyrics. But as far as just like joining in and singing the song, I'd have fun with it. I wouldn't win because eventually after I got through the first couple of rounds, I wouldn't be great with the lyrics themselves.
You take me back to my younger days. Say What Karaoke was a thing on MTV, Spring Break or whatever, those games. That was a good time. Okay, I like those answers. And we got more answers to more questions because up next here on Raheem and Harris with Anthony Herron and for Layla is Five on It. Yeah, drop that beat. Yeah, you know what it is. Five on It up next here on Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.